So let's discuss the shared mobility in Brussels, which has been in the news lately. With the growing popularity of shared mobility services like bikes and scooters and shared cars, how do you assess their impact on the daily lives of Brussels? So in your view, how has shared mobility improved the overall accessibility and sustainability of the city of Brussels? If you look at before they were around and how they are now, because obviously we had a time where it was a wild, wild west with 20,000 electric kick scooters, trottinettes all over. Obviously, they were used, but maybe not the right way. So there was some added value. But now the city of Brussels has worked for many years in different communes to regulate it. And I understand that they will only choose two operators and have around 8,000 and dedicated parking. So I guess it will be more regulated. It will be more as an alternative for other mobility options. It will fit together in the whole package, I guess. And it will be a less of a nuisance of seeing scooters, trottinette laying on the ground and so on. So how do you assess the added value, if there is any added value, from looking at your time, from the early beginnings, 20, 30 years ago to how it is now, and what would have you done better, for example?
There is an added value because for the short distance, the last mile, basically, they are used for the last mile. It's complementary to public transport, especially the bikes, but also the steps. But as you mentioned, the whole thing is that there was a behavioral, and there is still a behavioral problem with the people using the steps, that they are not respecting the traffic rules, that they leave these steps behind everywhere on the sidewalks. But that's a behavioral issue. So what I think when we introduced it, like 6 years ago, and made it easy to come, the whole idea was let them come, we'll see how it works, and then quickly we will respond by regulating the parking space of these things. But unfortunately, it took too long for the responsible people to take their responsibility and start to paint this parking place, designated parking place, limit speed in some areas. And they waited too long. And so there is now a kind of negative feeling, especially around the steps, much less around the bikes. And so, yeah, it's a thing of slow reaction of the government, bad behavior by a part of the population. And I think that we'll see the regulation now is good. You have to regulate it and see how it will turns out. But something else that should be done, I think, is that the public transport operator should include the bikes, the free floating bikes in its public transport offer, because it's complementary to public transport. You live somewhere and you live 500 meters, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers sometimes of a subway. If you can take a bike, you can go easily go again there. And when you can pay with your subway subscription, then you don't have to buy every time. And in times like today, where life is getting more costly, I think for a lot of people, this would be a real thing. So I asked my predecessor, the one who followed me, to do that. And I think they are now working on it, finally, in order to get that included in the public transport or offer.
How come trains, are so expensive? Or maybe I am imagined, but I
It's
feel like.
relative, you know. You say so expensive. I think you only pay a part of the cost because it costs a lot on the government. They're already paying a lot. If you go to Switzerland, it's very expensive too to take the train. You're in Geneva, you want to go to how I call it again, Lucerne, one of these cities there. You know, it's more expensive than a plane ticket, you know, from Brussels to Geneva. So it's not only here. I think it is a lot of money. But if you say I would have taken the car would be more expensive, but you would not realize it. That's the whole thing, because with the gas price, the maintenance of your car,
The
the
parking as
less
well.
value of your car, the parking, if you all count that up, the car is more expensive.
You see, it's all
But
mentality stuff.
yeah, exactly. It's mentality and it's psychological. And of course, with the train, it all depends when you take it. If you take it in the weekend, the day pass, it's not always that expensive. Everything is relative. Sometimes people say, oh, I have to pay 10 euros for a parking lot in Brussels. It's too expensive. Then they go to a bar and they just drink five gin tonics for 17 euros a piece. And then it's okay. It's also about mentality and things, how you feel stuff. So, yeah, it has a price and it costs a lot. I think that being said, that the train should be on time. I think that they should redesign the whole train network. I think the train should be the hard lines. The network would be, the big lines train. Then you complement it with trams and or buses. So they have to rethink and see mobility as a whole, and not only the train or the buses. It's a whole thing. But of course, in Belgium, we have a federal government responsible for the trains, with regional government responsible for the buses and the trams and things like that. And we are lucky in Brussels, because the Brussels capital region, we can organize our own public transport. But if you look to the city of Antwerp, they have to depend on the Lane, and the Lane is from the Flemish government, and they don't always serve the needs of the people of Antwerp. So it's complicated, unfortunately. But then politicians should make it more easier. That's you have leaders.
Indeed, yeah. But, I mean, Belgium is a bit, it's a small country, but it's a complicated country. But we seem to make it work, right? Everything
Of
works
course.
perfectly.
It's a very good country, but people living here don't realize it all the time. If people are sick, they should go to the United Kingdom. They can wait 1 year to see a doctor or get an MRI scan.
Yes,
And in
everybody.
Belgium, it's not expensive, it's quickly accessible, and so people don't realize. That's the problem. People don't always see the negative things, but never the positive things.
When things are good, people like to complain, right? It's part of the humanity. But I like Belgium and
I'm
or
glad you
small
do,
country,
but
any
you're
country.
one of us. Yeah, you are Belgian, so
Yeah, I've been
yeah.
Belgium ever since for more than 20 years. So
Well, that's what I want to say. You are
matters.
one of us.